listener production.
Well, it was anything but quiet for the Aussie market, despite a holiday shortened week.
And find out why we just had one of our worst days this year.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Laura.
It's Friday the 26th of April. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Public holiday yesterday, Laura, and there was every chance that today the Aussie market would have been a little on the quiet side. Holiday shortened week, the final day of the school holidays as well. So usually this would be a pretty quiet session. Concerns around higher interest rates for longer seem to be weighing on markets, but also one of our biggest stocks had a pretty big decline. So overall, how big were the falls?
I don't want to say it. I hate reporting bad news, but we are down 101 points, 1.3%. So we are on track to have one of our worst days this year. I hate to say it, but we have been having quite a few bad days recently. I mean, it was just about a week ago that we fell 1.8%. We've had 2 days this year so far where we've had a 1.8% fall. And the falls recently have really been on the back of concerns about interest rates.
The thing to put into perspective here, I guess, is yes, it's a big fall. You know, it's the worst day really in about a week and a half. So it's not gigantic, but also it only takes our market to about a 1 week low. As we've said a number of times recently, you know, we were at record highs not too long ago. We're still not too far away for it. We're kind of moving a little further away at this point, but you're right. Interest rates played a massive part. The concerns that the timing for rate cuts are continuing to being pushed out back further and further away. And that really has kept markets quite defensive.
And the other silver lining here is that over the course of the week, we are still in positive territory. There is still a little bit of time before the market shuts for today. But at the moment, over the course of this week, we're up about a fifth of 1%. In month-to-date terms, though, we are down around 4%, which would snap our five-month winning streak. And in year-to-date terms, we've only just knocked over into negative territory. We're down by about a tenth of 1%. So it's not too bad in the big picture because we had a really, really good rally at the front end of the year.
And remember that on Wednesday, we had that inflation report released, which was hotter than expected here in Australia. There was every chance markets could have responded a little more poorly to that. But our market finished completely flat ahead of that Anzac Day break. I guess there's always risk when we head into a public holiday when most of the world is not observing the day off as well.
But the main reason for the falls today was what happened over in the US. So they got an update on economic growth. And basically, the US economy grew at its slowest pace in nearly 2 years. But we saw inflation accelerating. That's really deepened investor concerns that we might not even get one single rate cut over in the US this year. Now, we did start the year with about 175 basis points being priced in over in the US. That's so many rate cuts. But at this point now, with all the data that's been coming out, it's been hotter than expected. And now they're thinking maybe not even one.
And that's reflected in how our share market performed today. So all 11 sectors were down heavily, and those that are a little more sensitive to higher interest rates did a little worse. So property trusts, they were down by 2% today amongst the worst performers. You know, some of the banks, the financials, you know, falling by around that 1 to almost 2% overall as a group. And, you know, they're some of the largest stocks on our market. That really weighed on the Aussie share market, but really there weren't too many bright spots. I mean, healthcare stocks down only slightly. Tech could have done worse. Energy down by around 1%, but there were some that weren't hit quite as hard as others.
We saw the price of gold up overnight, and we've seen basically investors going back and investing into gold while the rest of the market has been falling. We've also seen quarterly reports coming out again today. One of those was the world's largest gold miner, Newmont. They've actually been the top performer today. They're up around 13% leading into the close, and that basically follows quite a strong quarterly update. That topped market expectations. They also announced their decision to divest in its gold mine in Ecuador. So they'll likely receive around $360 million on that sale. Fun fact, it's actually the largest gold deposit in all of Ecuador that they owned, and now they're selling it.
Very fun. One for the one for the drinks tonight to impress your friends. You know, that gold subsector did stand out today, but one company that kind of offset that quite easily was BHP. You know, on its own, it's wiped out about 30 points from the ASX 200. In English, that basically means that's roughly a third of the declines that we had today that you can you can just attribute to BHP. Down 4.5% today. Now, that's the worst day that it had in about 7 months when it fell by more than 5% at that time. The reason is news yesterday that it's making this giant £31 billion bid to buy British mining heavyweight Anglo American, which trades on the London Stock Exchange. So that's roughly 60 billion Aussie dollars. So it's another bet on a few commodities, but especially those that are a bit more future facing, that are important for electrification of energy and transportation. One of those is copper. So if this deal moves forward, it would make it an even larger copper producer and the largest in the world as well. And we'll also snap up a few more commodities in the process, like coking coal. And that's the type of coal that's used in the steelmaking process, because it's such a big deal. Often when there's that much money changing hands or that many more shares that would have to be issued to purchase that, you tend to see share prices taking a bit of a hit.
Another stock on today's losers list, the owner of Supercheap Auto and Rebel Sport Super Retail Group. They actually hit a 5-month low and have been among the worst performers today. They're the 10th worst performer leading into the close. And that's after announcing two of its employees are taking the company to court, claiming loss and damage in the range of $30 to $50 million. So in the announcement, it said that the group expects that the allegations will include the non-disclosure of a relationship between the group CEO and HR officer, among some other claims of bullying, the corporate team having unreasonable workloads, insufficient resources, and a few other allegations. So there were media reports today that said the pair have been accused of having an undisclosed and intimate relationship. The company's board conducted its own investigation into the matter, concluding that none of the allegations are substantiated. So Super Retail Group will defend the proceedings and doesn't intend to make any further comment at this time. But not a great response from investors today, who sold off and pushed its share price down by about 4%.
The second best performer on the market today, ResMed, up 9.2%. Now, it said that its sales were up about 7% between Jan and March, and this is mainly due to a solid lift in the sale of those very attractive sleep apnea masks that you wear at night for those who snore and have some sleeping disorders as well. So big lift in sales, particularly in the Americas, where it saw revenues lifting almost 10% and its margins also improved. So a solid lift for ResMed today.
Tonight, we do have the PCE deflator coming out of the US. That's the most closely watched measure of inflation by the US Federal Reserve. JP, my mate over there, the US Fed chair. So that's going to be super important, super watched by investors over in the US. But it's also worth mentioning that after the market shut this morning, the US market, we did have Microsoft and Alphabet coming out with their earnings results. And both of these companies beat expectations. So Microsoft is the biggest company over in the US, which means it has the most influence over what happens on share prices. Alphabet also beat expectations. Its shares were up 15% in after-hours trades. So I guess two main things that could drive markets tonight.
Next week as well, you mentioned that PCE deflator, so those very closely watched inflation figures out of the United States. That's going to be very important next week, because we're going to get the next decision on interest rates out of the United States.
Yep.
And that could certainly be one of the last factors at play that could get a bit of attention. Unlikely to make a huge difference. I mean, the chances are that they're still going to keep interest rates on hold for the time being, but still one to watch.
Could be something that they mention in their commentary, though. Yep. So certainly something to watch. That'll be Thursday morning, our time here in Sydney. We have US earnings season continuing next week with Amazon on Tuesday, Apple on Thursday. So that'll be definitely exciting. And then right at the tail end of the week, a report on US jobs, obviously missing that interest rate decision, but will be very important and could move markets towards the end of next week.
Also, generally, most companies release their profit results in Feb and August, but the banks are a little special. So we're going to start getting bank profit results in the tail end of next week. There'll be NAB on Thursday. There'll be Macquarie Group on Friday. And then the following week, there'll be Westpac and ANZ. So, you know, five of the largest companies on our share market are major banks, and be one to watch, which could make a bit of a difference.
On that note, I hope you all had a lovely holiday shortened week, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Bye.
This podcast is prepared, approved, and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting, and if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.